You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Well, just weeks out now from the Hobart 1000 meeting, and the man who's pretty excited about that is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Now, we had another good card of greyhound racing in Hobart on Thursday. There were pretty good wraps on the first winner.
There certainly were. Eagle on Nine. He's had a bit of a mixed start to his career. He had a run in the Breeders' Classic at Devonport and had the race shot to pieces turning for home and decided on other matters, and the stewards gave him a suspension. He changed kennels, went to Anthony Bullock, who's been pretty patient with him, and he bore the fruit on Thursday night by leading. We had a bit of a battle early with Top Line Titan of Mixed Stringers, but got the upper hand and won in very good fashion in 26.33.
Senor Scooby in the second, picking up another victory.
Yes, he's had a bit of a mixed start to his career also. I think there have been good raps on him all the way along, but it's taken him a little while to find his feet. He won well at Launceston, but then failed on his only Hobart run until Thursday night, but jumped much better, had a real battle all the way to the line with Brother Jake, and just overpowered him late in the race. And the 26.44 was pretty respectable. It was the first leg of a double for Butch Deverell.
Now, you tipped as the Black Booker last week. Hello, AJ. Didn't take long to bounce into the winner's list.
He was very impressive too. He won by 9 lengths, and his time of 26.22, the only second time to the sports, was most impressive. And I'd say Margaret Rossendale's got a very exciting young dog by Big Daddy Cool on her hands here.
Now, speaking of young and exciting, Dashing Roman scored in good style.
Bred to be anything, isn't she? Buying Lockamarlo out of Miss Roman Nose, and we know how good she was, and was Rewind's sister. Dashing Roman didn't get all her own way early. She did get to the lead, and then got headed off by Marta, but in the same fashion that her mother used to hit the line, she was very determined, and late in the race, she overpowered Marta again to win in 26.51.
Then we got to the quaddy legs. Punters had a mixed night through the quaddy, that's for sure. Nui's Lad was back to his best.
Yeah, pretty mixed, I'd say, if the Tats quaddy didn't go off. Nui's Lad, that was win number 20. Now, he's been around for a long time, and he's probably been a little bit out of sorts lately, but Butch Deverell at the end of the lead is absolutely a plus. He led all the way, although he was challenged and looked like he might be running, getting run down, but he held on to win in a modest 26.55. Tell you what, you've got to go back a long way to find a dog that consistently begins as quick as Nui's Lad.
Yeah, certainly can fly the lids, that's for sure. Winburn Loco was well supported in the second leg.
This is a very, very fast litter, the Winburn Loco litter, which is the Clyde Haley's Girl, which is also pretty closely related to the Rewind breed. She overpowered the field in that race in 26.43 from Prince Nitro, which won the maiden last week and dashed away with a good lead at one stage in this race, but all the Winburns are very strong in the last 100 metres.
Now, that was then, has had a very consistent last couple of months, but it was really taking on the silk department and came in on top.
She did. Look, she's a wonderful bitch, and what I'm about to say is taking nothing away from that was then whatsoever. But box one really came to the fore. It's amazing to think an invitation level race that contained Buckle Up Wes ran 26.60, but that was the level of interference in the race. And whilst there were cases being made for how unlucky Buckle Up Wes was, I would suggest anyone who backed Baines Lane or Hellier Bolt, before you watch the replay, make a session with the therapist, because they were tragedies beating both of them. But what can you say about that was then? I think she's won 11 races at least since Scalene Townsend took her over, and she just keeps out churning the wins at the highest level. Terrific now, field, that one.
If you had have said prior to the meeting there was going to be a buckle-up winner leg of the quaddy, you would have obviously thought it was going to be buckle-up Wes in the third leg. That wasn't the case, but it was buckle-up Omnen in the last.
Yes, and he's the one who destroyed everyone who was still alive, and there weren't many of them anyway. Look, he's a consistent dog that always gets back in his races and needs a little bit of luck to go his way to get through the field, which he did have on Thursday night. But Golden Sage looks certain to give Butch Deverell a winning treble, because mid-race he dashed away to about a four-length lead. But once they turned for home, Buckle Up Omnen had him in the sights and overpowered him late to win in 26.34.
Punters were back on track in the last couple of races. Night Tremors continue on its winning way.
He did, and gee, he's got stronger. His modus operandi is to jump in front and lead. Well, he certainly wasn't able to do that on Thursday night because they all kicked up on the inside. He's actually only fifth at the bottom of the back straight, but he zoomed around, got to the lead, and then he put a gap in them and won by 3.25 in 26.45. The time doesn't actually indicate what a good run that was. Just on that race too, Windburn Wizard was having his first run for Scott Bryan for 192 days after a savage injury. Now, he's the dog that won the Group 2 launching pad in Melbourne earlier in the year, and he had no luck whatsoever in the run, but the good part was that he's got around and he's back racing, and maybe he can measure up in the upcoming Hobart 1000.
Yeah, good news indeed. And that was Scrubby Nichols, who is flying of late.
He likes the short courses. He was a pretty good effort because Classic Innings and Britta Marvis had several lengths on him before the home turn, and that was only a 340-metre race. But in the straight, he got together and ran Classic Innings down in the time of 1987. I don't know how fast Scrubby Nichols will go, but he's certainly putting it all together at the moment.
Now, Glamour Gas really going well for Rod Ransley and notching up yet another win.
Yeah, just a really consistent little bitch, and she's had two box ones in a row at Hobart, and she ran 26.27 last week and 26.34 last race of the night this week. And the way she begins and the habits, you know, she'll just keep winning in her turn.
What about a greyhound for us to follow, Greg?
From early in the night, Top Line Titan. He'd had three runs for Mick Stringer for nothing, but he hadn't begun in any one of those three. He began a lot better on Thursday night and, you know, really poured the pressure on Eagle on nine. And if he keeps coming out like that, Mick's going to get some wins with him pretty soon.
Good on you. Thanks for your time today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Radio TAB.
Launceston and two Hobart meetings coming up this week to look at the first of the Hobart meetings and Launceston tomorrow night. A very good morning to Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Morning, Shane.
Now, this first leg of the quaddie in Launceston, how's that Grace? Looked a little disappointing on face value last week.
Yeah, Shane, she wants to use a little bit of the track, and I think she's well drawn in box seven. I'm putting her on top of Pelican Keeping. I think they're clearly the two, and I think if I play a quaddie at Launceston on Monday night, I'll play two and seven. I've gone seven to beat two. Sound Effort, there was a good money trail last week for it when it drew box three in Hobart, at Launceston, and never fired a shot. Its own individual time was 31.44, but look, it's got a very, very good little stat from box one, and it might just be a good improver. And 5.10 Tiki. Now, this was spotted coming home very, very nicely recently in Hobart when it was resuming from a five-month break. I put it in for fourth. 7-2-1-5.
In the second league, Classic Joel, no luck last week.
No, Shane, he's got no luck, and he needs a little bit of luck from box eight because I'm not a lover of box eight at Launceston. But I just went with a dog that's dropping down a little bit in class, and I refer to Quick Advance. Look, he's been racing in invitation class at Devonport. He's dropped back to a grade four at Launceston. Some chance that he'll be up with the leaders, and I think he's got a good chance. Seven on top. I put Classic Joel in for second. As you outlined, he's got a very, very good chance in this race. Ohana, number two, is going very, very good at the moment. I thought its run on Thursday night was good. And a dog that you can't disregard in number one, To Be True. He's now grinding. He's lost a lot of his dash, but he's grinding and he's got box one. So 7, 8, 2, and 1.
Wouldn't need to have a crystal ball to pick your top selection in the third leg.
No, Shane. Look, he's a great dog. He's had five starts at Launceston for two wins, and we're referring to number three, Senior Slammer. I've got to put him on top. I put the dynamic Gemstone Jack in for second. He's a very funny dog, but he's definitely got a big motor, and he'll be thereabouts. And I reckon he might relish the idea about chasing Senior Slammer home. Don't know if he can grab him, but he'll make a race of it. One, Amazing Harry's come up with a very, very good draw, and four, Good Odds Demon round off my top four. 3, 8, 1, and 4.
And then in the last leg, Eyes on Destruction's been going around in good company of late.
Yeah, Shane, it's a massive drop in class for Eyes on Destruction, and look, you've got to put it on top. Shane Whitney's done a good job with her. Look, she box five I think will suit her because there's not a lot of speed round her. Blue Slugger works to the rail and they've got a little bit of speed, and Sue's Guest's got no great speed. So she just get a good run and I think she'll win. 2-1 and Rogue's got to be second pick. It's been chasing home, get it right, its last two. There's no get it rights in this race, so I put it in for second. I put in number 3, Poppy Green. Won a maiden, only went 30.59, but all you can do is win and the run will do it the world of good. And number 4, Blue Slugger. As I mentioned, it's got a little bit of speed, might be up near the lead. 5, 2, 3 and 4.
It makes Rick's quaddie for Launceston tomorrow night in the first league, 7-2-1-5. Second league, 7-8-2-1. In the third league, it's 3-8-1-4. In the last, 5-2-3-4. Where's your best?
Shane, very early in the program, we'll see a nice dog go round in race 1, number 1, Elite Enfield. He got collared right on the line last week in 30-24. His own individual time was 30-25. If he reproduces 30-25, he'll win and win easy, and I've got him leading on my speed map, so I think race 1, number 1, is a good thing.
Hobart on Tuesday afternoon with the clean-up of the Devonport show underway at that point. So what about the first league? We've got the gold collar winner, Demi Kelly, going around.
Yeah, Shane, it's got an outstanding chance. There's an early scratching in the race number 5, Glamour Gas. It was one of my tips when I did the tips earlier in the week, but now that it's out, we'll throw another one in. But look, Riley's Rogue's just impressed me immensely from its two runs at Devonport. Comes up with box 8 in Hobart, big long straights, got great turn of early speed, and look, it might be the way to go. It might upset the favourite, Demi Kelly, but look, she's a good little bitch, and she's got to be thereabouts. So I went 8 to beat 7. I've put in number 4, Silver Pierre. There's nothing wrong with his form. He's the last dart winner at Launceston in 30 and 10. And remember, 30 and 10 was the best of the night on the night. So he's a pretty promising pup, but he's come up with box 4. And I put in number 3, Locke Roman, as my fourth pick. Had no luck on Thursday night. Just might improve from the draw. 8, 7, 4 and 3.
In the second league, the impressive youngster Breakers Tip is engaged.
Yeah, I can't see why it won't win, Shane. I don't think you're going to get any flash odds because its last two runs it's chased home Baines Lane and Hillier Bolt. Now, if you put both those greyhounds in this race, they'd be $1.30 and they'd be winning. So I'd assuming this dog would be $1.40, and with Greg Fay's load of money that he put on it, it might even start $1.20. So, look, 3 on top and clearly on top. 5, Tay's Intention, ran a bold race on Thursday night. 8, Irish Gift, got a good draw. And I put in number 1, Hell Yeah Fiona. Just a glimpse of its former good form it showed when it ran third behind King Lock Fury. 3, 5, 8 and 1.
In the third league, major chances look to be drawn the inside.
Yeah, Shane, again, if I play a quaddie, there's only 3 I'll be playing in this league. It's a nice field, but look, there's 3... standouts for me. I went 1 Bruni Venture, 2 Get It Right, 8 Little Turn, a long way back to number 4 Chinchiro. 1, 2, 8 and 4.
And then in the last league, well, Baines Lane, it's run in Hobart on Thursday. Pretty hard to see it being beaten here.
Yeah, Shane, look, it was a rough race, the main race in the program in Hobart on Thursday night, and they ran no time, but look, he can dwell at the start a little bit, Baines Lane, but he likes to rail, and he's got a very, very good draw. I think he's the way to go. I didn't mind the run of J&A. It's a leader type of greyhound, and it didn't lead, and it battled on good, and had no luck near the line. It should have run a clear third and got dragged down, and I think it's going good, J&A. I put it in for second. Pipstar will go good from box 5. He'll zoom down the middle of the track and he's got good early speed and has recorded 26.05 here. And 2, Pinto Pronto, he's dropping back from a 5.99 metre run back to a 4.61, which is more suitable to him. 1, 3, 5 and 2.
The Hobart Quaddie for Tuesday afternoon in the first league, 8.74. I didn't write down your fourth pick.
Number 3, Shane.
Number 3. So 8.74 and 3. Not that I wasn't interested, of course. In the second league, 3.58 and 1. In the third league, 1, 2, 8, 4. And in the last league, 1, 3, 5 and 2. All we need now is the best bet for Hobart.
Shane, I'm pretty confident that we'll definitely get black figures. A dog called Brad Hillbilly. He's in race 11, number 2. He's got a pretty handy dog to beat in Tax Toy. But look, just on his run in Hobart 2 runs ago, he went 26.05. Must remember that was the best of the night. He then ran second at Launceston when he was slow out behind Annie Song. He had to do a power of work. I can just see him zooming down the outside. He's Alan Clark's got a pretty fair dog on his hands here at the moment. Race 11, number 6, Brad Hillbilly.
Brad Hillbilly, the best for Hobart. Elite Enfield, the best for Launceston. Good luck with those selections, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.